the Saturday Light Brigade. That was Bill Locke performing live in our studios, a medley of Cold Frosty Morning and Boating Up the Sandy. And July 4th, 2009, that's when Bill was here. So many great musicians coming through, and so much talent in our midst, and just so much in our midst. And that's one of the things, as lighthearted as the Saturday Light Brigade is, it's also a chance to shine a light on just the great folks that are here. And one of them is the person that you're about to meet. Elliot Sussman has been playing around these parts for a while. We'll get to know him a little bit throughout the next 45 minutes or so, but we'll just throw it over to you to just get us started. Okay. Welcome, and it's so nice to have you here.
This it's great to be back, Larry.
Elliot Sussman.
Displays of affection, gonna do it anyway, cause you're my confection. So babe, let's get together and have ourselves a boogaloo. You can tell me about the boys you've been meeting, and I'll tell you about the girls I've been feeding. But when I'm with you, you're my only boogaloo. Cause I know you need some kitty loving, not the doggy nor the babby nor its cousin, the orangutan. You're my only little dame. Turn off the lights, turn off our cell phones, because no text message can do we can. Like make you a woman and I make me a man. So baby, let's get together and have ourselves a champagne jam. Skidabba-da-ba-ba-ba, stick-body. Soop-a-dabba-dee-ba-doo-body. Zabba-doo-day. Skidabba-ba-ba-zee-loo-day. Skidabba-da-ba-ba-ba, stick-body. Soop-a-dabba-dee-ba-doo-body. Zabba-doo-day. Skidabba-ba-ba-zee-loo-day.
That's Elliot Sussman at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's the music inside of my head a lot when I walk around. Now, you wrote that, right? Is that your?
Yes, that's my own.
And I want to point that out because, you know, when I first heard Elliot and met him, I was absolutely sure that I knew the songs he was playing and that they were written, you know, in the 20s or 30s. And then, oh, yeah, Boogaloo, I remember that, you know. And then I would talk with Elliot, and it turns out that, nope, these are his compositions. It is amazing that you're able to achieve that. And is that something, like, I don't know if you're striving for it or if it just happens? I'm curious about that.
Well, it's a little bit of both, I guess. I mean, I certainly listen to a lot of music from the Prohibition era and later up until usually about the Mills Brothers. So it's kind of a mix of Piedmont blues or the ragtime blues and a little bit mixed with like the balladeers of, you know, the Mills Brothers and the Ames Brothers, the Andrews Sisters and things like that. So I was also raised on punk rock, so I like to have the energy of punk rock, maybe not the message perhaps, though.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the outskirts in Westchester, Ohio.
Okay. I was curious about that What brought you to Pittsburgh?
My dad works in the steel industry, and the steel company he was working for got bought out, he moved to Pittsburgh and worked for another steel company. And after they closed, he lives with my mom in Chicago. And I think they're listening today, so hi, Mom and Dad, if you are.
I hope you are.
The time difference, but I think they're up.
by 10:20 or so in Chicago. It's 11:20 here.
Right, and he's still working in steel, so.
Well, that's good. Is he? He's not at Gary or South, is he?
I think he works for a plant in Gary. It's Middle Steel, ArcelorMittal. Mm-hmm. That he works for.
My dad also a steel guy, and I've spent some time. Actually, Southworks is probably not open anymore, but Gary, Indiana is a big place. So what? You would listen to this music growing up, too?
I was more into punk rock and that sort of thing.
Okay.
I liked stuff that had a lot of energy and was really fast.
So this came after?
This came much later. I had a TV teacher in high school who kind of introduced me to the Mills Brothers. And from the Mills Brothers, I kind of started working backwards instead of forwards. And, you know, I think they're pretty similar in spirit. I think a lot of young kids are kind of getting into this old music because they maybe grew up on punk rock and they don't like where that music is now, so they went to what was originally punk back in the 20s. You know, it still has people weren't really making the records to make money and that sort of thing. It was just kind of the only thing they knew how to do. So
that's an interesting observation because a lot of the songs you're mentioning, you know, the Ames Brothers, Mills Brothers, sort of this up-tempo, sort of devil may care attitude. That is toe tapping, and a lot of songs. I mean, Devo is a group that had a lot of songs that kind of fit that same style. And there's other punk rock groups as well. And sometimes you need to look beneath the particular instruments and just get the feel and the emotion.
Absolutely, that's certainly what I try to do. I try to, you know, bring the energy of a punk rock show to a Piedmont Blues Tin Pan Alley show. So
it's just terrific. And Pittsburgh's lucky to have retained you from all of these movements.
Thank you.
You know, to have absorbed you as from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh to Chicago. Elliot Sussman is who is here. We'll talk more about him. We'll get inside of his head. We'll learn what makes him tick. We'll discover together. But Why don't we hear something else? What would you like to do next?
I'm actually going to do a Pete Seeger song I just recently discovered. It goes to the tune of the Crawdad song, which I believe I played last time I was here.
Mm-hmm.
You Grab a Line, I Grab a Pole,
yeah,
Honey, that song.
I'm trying to think of what it is.
It's called Pittsburgh Town.
Oh, yeah. That is to the tune of the Crawdad song. And it's funny you should say that. We'll talk about it more after you play it, but okay. There's a number of folk songs that kind of go to that same tune.
Sure. I mean, it's certainly, you know, once you breach the 100-year-old mark, people start adding verses that they really want to add. So here we go, Pittsburgh Town.
Pittsburgh Town is a smoky old town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Town is a smoky old town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Town is a smoky old town, solid iron from the keys poured down in Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh. What did Jones and Lachlan steal, Pittsburgh? What did Jones and Lachlan steal, Pittsburgh? What did Jones and Lachlan steal? Up and down the river just as far as you can see in Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh. All I do is cough and choke in Pittsburgh. All I do is cough and choke in Pittsburgh. All I do is cough and choke from the sulfur filings and the steelhouse smoke in Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh. To the Ohio in Pittsburgh. Allegheny growing up in a CIO in Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh.
Elliot Sussman, it's good to hear you do that song. That's a great song.
Yeah, it's a more darker version of the Crawdad interpretation, I guess. Yeah, obviously written in the 40s, too.
Yeah, and how cool is it when you hear Woody Guthrie or Pete Seeger and others have done it, too? And it's like, that's our city they're talking about, and that's the way it was. And, Jones and Lachlan mentioned, and a lot of other specific things. I'm told, now I didn't witness this, I think I learned that song in grade school, along with the Erie Canal and certain other Pennsylvania-ish songs. And my music teacher did not do this, but I'm told that some children growing up in Pittsburgh learned sanitized versions of that song.
Like, really?
Pittsburgh town is a sunny old town. Pittsburgh. No, I'm quite serious.
No, I believe it. I believe it.
That teachers or for some reason would just, maybe Pittsburgh just was trying to get over the psychology of being this smoky town.
Sure,
but,
sure.
I want to say Sing Out Magazine had a little article about that, or maybe some listeners remember learning the song and, sort of the folk process. But it was kind of a neat thing. Now,
that's great.
Froggy Went A-Courting is the song I was thinking about.
Oh, okay, sure.
Which, when you think about it, it's kind of the same Crawdad and Pittsburgh, and there are probably a few others that fit nearly that same structure.
Oh, for sure.
That's great to hear. To hear that song. There's a lot of great versions out there, too. Who are some of the artists that you really like to listen to when you're sort of digging back to add to your knowledge of music from the 20s and 30s?
Sure. I guess like my beginning point would probably be the ragtime artists of the 1910s, more the turn of the century, like obviously Scott Joplin and Joseph Lamb and just the ragtime pianist from that era. But then even just a little bit later in the 20s, there's Piedmont blues artist by the name of Henry Thomas, who's pretty well known, particularly for a song that was covered of his by Can He called Going Up the Country. Wrote the original version of that in 1923, I believe it was.
Wow. And
Henry Thomas is great. He does a pan flute and guitar at the same time. He was a really talented guy. He also did the original version of, I think Taj Mahal did a version of it, but the fishing blues. I'm going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. Baby, going fishing too. Yeah, he did the original version of that. He's great. He only has one collection, I believe, put out by Yazoo Records. It's his complete recordings, I believe, 1923 to 27, but don't quote me on the
actual
years.
That's a new name to me. I Henry Thomas.
Yeah, Henry Thomas is great. There's some later ones that were brought back in the 60s during the folk revival that sort of made their name then, like Mississippi John Hurt and Joseph Spence was a Bahaman guitarist,
yeah.
And he's wild. He's kind of like the original Tom Waits, and I love listening to his stuff.
I love Joseph Spence, and somebody on our staff, I think it's Justin, he just doesn't get it when I play Joseph Spence, but he does Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
Oh, yeah, the wildest version you've ever heard
of. Oh, I love it. I love it. It's like, he's terrific to listen to.
I'm glad you're into him. He's great.
It's funny. There are more kindred spirits out there in the world. You know, if you're tuned in now and you're wondering if you have a kindred spirit, there is one somewhere. I hope we're some of it, or could be part of that. But it's really fun when you discover people that know some of the same things you do and that share some of your tastes.
Sure.
Elliot Sussman is here with us. After the next song, we'll talk a little bit about how you can access his music more. I wanted to say hello to Marty and Elizabeth and thank her for her contribution to SLB and also just for listening and being here along with us, Marty. Thank you. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'll play a new song. It's the fun part of quitting your job, which I recently discovered. It's more the first 2 weeks right after you quit your job, where you're still waiting on your last paycheck and you're kind of rediscovering the world. You get a very, very slim window of opportunity to enjoy this period. So now I got to get back to finding a job. So we'll play this song, and it's called Quit Your Job. You can't pay the electric. You can't buy your fiance flowers. You can't sit on your telephone and talk for hours and hours. You can't pay the gas bill. You can only take cold showers, but that's okay. You didn't need that job anyway, so pick up a book. Finish you a story and listen to your favorite record and bask in all its glory and sleep until noon. Watch an episode of Maury, 'cause your last paycheck is coming real soon. And drink like there is no such thing as a bar tab and talk for hours on how your boss thought he was your dad and tell some stranger's secrets you never told no one. You may feel just like a big jerk, but you're a big jerk having fun. And walk around town, see the birds singing for you, 'cause everything's shiny, everything is new. And eat a bagel, eat a couple bagels more, eat every kind of bagel at that bagel store. 'Cause this is your new meal plan, this is your new routine. You've tried every kind of cream cheese and every kind of bean. But hey, buddy, it's your life, you can do just as you please. Tell everyone you know that the only boss I listen to now is Bruce Springsteen. Down to your last pastas, and your bank account's been overdrafted, and your fiance is tired of paying the rent here for you. So here comes that reality, and it smells, ooh, so much just like a tragedy. So you know what you gotta do, Larry. Get out those pearls and update that resume. No one likes doing it, but there's debt you gotta pay. The debt collection office don't care what you gotta say. Your skill sets are good and you kept it down to just one page, which employers like to see.
That's Elliot's husband. Oh, I love it. I love it. You're making me cackle here a little bit, especially the ending. I normally don't delve into these types of things, but is there a particular – I assume you're looking for work?
Or, absolutely. If any listener wants to hire me,
I don't know what your – specialization is, or what is it, day jobish type stuff, or are you looking for a jester's position in corporate America?
No, nice. I can't really see myself working the old 9 to 5. I've always taken I teach ukulele lessons on the side, and that's always kind of helped to pay the bills. But you know, I just got done working a job which was demolition work on construction, so actually do that. And yeah, I started doing that. I've worked food service. I've worked retail. I've done just about, you know, anything there is to do that's part-time.
Something that keeps the money coming in.
Absolutely. While I can still, you know, play my shows at night and things like that.
And how active are you? I was looking at your MySpace site earlier, and I didn't get a chance to poke into the calendar. Are you playing out much?
Yeah, not at the current moment. I'm kind of like working on this song and, you know, working on a few new songs, hopefully to make a record and put it out the end of next year. But at the current moment, the only shows I regularly play is I do this thing at Howler's Coyote Cafe the first Sunday of every month, and that's for big kids only. That's for the 21 and up crowd. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Sunday Night Joyride. And what it is I know you've had the Beagle Brothers on your program. They do the Hayride. Mine's pretty similar to that. It's free admission, a free vegan buffet. My fiance makes free vegan sweets for it. And I usually play a brief 15, 20-minute introductory set, and then we have touring bands come in, whether they're local or national and that sort of thing. And it's just a fun night, especially on a Sunday, to get fed and, you know, get a free meal and get a free show out of it. And what else are you going to do on Sunday?
Yeah, it's not. I haven't had a chance to go out there, but I've heard great things about that. Do you have recordings available now?
I do. I think the last time I played this program, I didn't, but I do now. I have an album called Ruth, and it was named after where I wrote and recorded all those songs, which was on Ruth Street in Mount Washington. That's available both through my website or the MySpace. You can get linked to it. And I also always have them available at shows, of course.
Yeah, I really encourage you to celebrate and enjoy Elliott's music. Seriously, we're lucky to have you writing and performing. And what you're doing is very unique and very special. Do you have a wedding date set?
Well, it's going to be around Memorial Day 2012, and it'll be at Kennywood because – we love Kennywood.
Nice. Are you going to get married on a ride? Maybe.
I don't know. We're still kind of talking. We have to figure out the finer details of all of that. That would be fun, though. It would definitely be the whip if we were going to, you know, have it on a ride, because that's our that's kind of our favorite ride.
Many people who work at Kennywood, including some senior-most executives, are SLB listeners. I'm quite serious. So
oh,
if you need
great.
Special connections, we might be able to help you.
Okay.
We could broadcast from Kennywood or something.
That would be great.
Or they could rebuild an old ride for you. They have time. It's a couple years.
That's true. They do have time.
If you're just joining us, Elliott Sussman is who you're hearing. A quick thank you to Marge of Brookline. Thank you for your donation to SLB. We sure appreciate it. And we'll be sending Marge out the SLB mug, which I thought I saw Elliott with one before. We'll make sure. There it is, the official mug. Elliot's holding it up to display it right now. It's white on the inside, so you can know it's clean. White on the inside, green on the outside. Elliott just held it up, and it's better than having green on the inside and white on the outside.
That's
because
true.
You would never know if something was growing inside of it.
That's true. So,
we're trying to be more descriptive here of the bugs. It's 21 before noon. What do you want to do next?
I'll do a song about my personal tour bus, but people in the city of Pittsburgh probably know it better as the 54C.
Ah, the 54C. That's your own personal private
I consider it to be my personal tour bus. It was for many years. When I was just dating my now fiance, I used to take it from South Hills Junction all the way to North Oakland.
Well, that's what, I always tell people. An old friend of mine was very proud of his videotape collection. And, he had hundreds and hundreds of videos, VHS and beta.
Oh, wow.
All alphabetized and organized and cross-referenced, first index cards, then Excel spreadsheets and all these things. And I'd say, I have a collection that's bigger than that. And he said, really? I've never seen it. We've been friends for a long time. I said, yeah. They keep it at Blockbuster. And anytime I want something, I pay the guy like $20 a year. And every time I want something, I just give him a little card and he gets it for me. And, it works. And I also got these people that keep all my books, these people over on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. Not only do they keep my books there, but they keep them in several other places too.
All nicely indexed.
All nicely
sure.
indexed and organized and clean and,
developed a system called the Dewey Decimal System.
Exactly.
And it works
exactly.
very well.
And, you know, you've got the same thing, the 54C. And you're magnanimous in allowing other people to occasionally use your bus.
Oh, sure. If they want to, that's fine. I mean, it's, you know, I allow them. That's perfectly fine. But, you know, when it comes time to touring, then I need that bus. That's all.
And that's fine. And sometimes in Pittsburgh, it's not hard to take a bus and you be the only person on it.
That's a fact.
here again, Elliot Sussman.
Written long ago, in the time before man, existed the shortest route in our history, in our history. But then Pangaea split apart, and the route got longer. That's when God invented the 54C. Now at first the route was short and uneventful. It only went from Beltuva to Southside. But as the Port Authority loses all of its money, the 54C will be your only ride. And it goes to Beltuva, and it goes to Mount Oliver, Southside, Oakland, Shadyside, and Friendship, to Bloomfield and the north side, Lawrenceville, and sometimes Polish Hill. It even dares to go right down through the strip. Now some would ask, why would you make a route go so long? During rush hour, the ride lasts 4.5 hours. Yes, it does. But if you have to ask that question, clearly you don't understand. Because for $2, well, it's the best ride in all the land. And there's lots of weirdos that ride the same bus. You couldn't write a better movie script, no, not at all. And oftentimes there's plenty of sweet old people who just want to talk about nothing, nothing at all. And it goes to Beltuva, and it goes to Mount Oliver, to Southside, Oakland, Shadyside, and Friendship, to Bloomfield and the north side, Lawrenceville, and sometimes Polish Hill. It even dares to go right down through the strip. And it goes to Beltuva, and it goes to Mount Oliver, to Southside, Oakland, Shadyside, and Friendship, which sometimes isn't so friendly, to Bloomfield and the north side, Lawrenceville, and don't forget about Bon Air on the way back. It even dares to go right down through the strip. So give me a 5, and give me a 4, and give me a C, cause that's the only bus that I need. I'm only talking about the 54C.
Okay, we have your employment. I think you should drive the 54C.
I think so. I hear they get good benefits, too.
Good benefits. You could sing. Do you busk much?
I do, usually during the summertime. A little too cold,
yeah.
But usually in Squirrel Hill at the corner of Forbes and Murray is where I like to busk, and before, you know, the cops come over or whatever. Don't have my legal Pittsburgh busking license.
There is such a thing now, isn't there?
There is.
It's like $100 or something.
It's a little more than that a year, actually. I think it's like $250 if you're a performer.
Hmm.
So
I don't know. I like busking.
I do too. I like the thrill of it, you know, of not being legal.
I mean, I enjoy consuming busking. I've never busked. I'm not sure what I stand there with a microphone and read the weather for money. I can't and play records. I'm not sure. Play word games with people and collect dollars. I'm not sure what I would do.
You have
do
a million trivia facts. That could be a great busking job.
You'd be an outstanding busker. That's why I'm asking. I could see you doing that. I always thought I still would like to politic for during the summertime, permanent closure of the Clemente Bridge, the 6th Street Bridge, and during the summer having that be – maybe it would just be Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, or maybe you just do it during Pirate games. But have that be a busking area.
Sure.
Where nothing but buskers, a zone of you know, smorgasbord of, you know, people painting and people playing and singing and just kind of a display of arts. I haven't worked hard enough to – I guess I just talk about it.
Well, I know there is an organization in Pittsburgh called Busk Pittsburgh, yeah. And you could certainly lobby them, and I'm sure they would you know, you could help them jump through the hoops. I'm sure they'd love that idea.
Magicians and things. I'm not that creative. I remember encountering that kind of zone in a couple cities in Europe and thinking, why can't we have something like this here? They weren't that big. They were just little, you know, Key West has its Sunset Pier.
Sure, sure.
You know, there's got to be a contortionist in Pittsburgh that do all that and, you know, that could build sandcastles and things.
That would be great.
You know, why not? Elliot Sussman is here. You know, I was looking at your MySpace page, which mm-hmm. we linked to. Is there a website as well?
There was, but there's currently not. I'm looking for a better domain provider, actually.
Okay,
so
because I was between. Trying to make sure we linked to the right place. So that's the best way to get in touch with Elliot. I think it would be fun, too, you know. I would imagine you do some private parties.
Oh, sure. I've done a wedding or two in my day, and I'd be happy to do that again for sure.
Yeah, so you can get hold of Elliot by clicking through to his website, or if you just Google Elliot with two T's, I believe, Sussman, Pittsburgh, you'll get him, and he'll be able to get in touch with you. We probably have time for a couple more if you want to do a couple more.
Sure.
I don't want to wear you out.
I'll do a medley of a couple more. How's that?
That sounds good.
Okay.
I really want to thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Larry. I love the show, and, you know, you've had some of my good friends and people I really admire play on this show. I know you had Midge Cricket and the Armadillos, the Beagle Brothers, Slim Forsythe. Love all those people, and I love that you're bringing them on the air, and they certainly deserve to be heard. They're all great.
Oh, they are. And you get props for knowing Big Mama Thornton. You were up early this morning.
Yeah, that I was. We were Blue talking. Suede Shoes was the song. I forgot to put that.
Yeah, but. We were talking about Big Mama Thornton early this morning and Elliot was there playing right along.
I love your Facebook trivia games on Saturday mornings. And if I'm not asleep from playing a show the night before, which I usually am, when I wake up early, I do look forward to playing the trivia game. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Yeah, I hate to keep rambling on, but it's very funny. Bill, who lives in Lake Royale, North Carolina, and listens faithfully. Bill's probably listening right now and listens online. And participates in real time. You know, Facebook is nice because you sometimes if you sleep in, you can still play the puzzles later.
Sure.
Well, Bill sent me an email in real time with the answer to something, and I can't remember now what it was, but it was totally out of context. And oh no, it was on a Friday. I just get this email like as if it was like the answer's 12. You know, and I'm thinking, what is this? The answer's 12. And he was listening to our best of stream, thinking it was live, because he said, you know how they say when you retire, every day seems the same? And they're right. I thought it was Saturday. And, you know, I've had lots of days like that, too. But it's funny. And I wish I could remember the exact thing, but it was just like, it was as if we were secret agents trying to acknowledge right. each other. The red sock is actually blue, you know, or something. Well, Elliot, thank you for being here.
And thank you,
are you going to – are these going to be all recognizable or
– For sure. It's actually – I know it was repeal day this past Sunday when Prohibition was repealed. Way too many years ago, I guess it would be 80 years ago. And so I'd like to do a medley of my favorite songs from the Prohibition era, which actually all use the same chord progression. And that's the great things about these old songs. They all kind of sound the same and use the same chords, and that way you can have fun with them. So
excellent.
And for the younger listeners out there, you might know all these songs from The Muppet Show, actually, I believe.
Here you can. Now he's got me wondering now. Here's Elliot Sussman.
Well, ain't she sweet? See you walking down the street and ask you very confidently. confidentially, ain't she sweet? Now ain't she nice? Gotta look at her once or twice, and I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye, boy, in her direction. Well, oh me, oh my, boy, now ain't that perfection? Now I repeat, don't you think that's kinda neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? And here's why she's sweet. 'Cause she's 5'2", eyes are blue, and oh what those 5 feet can do. Has anybody seen my gal? A turned up nose, turned down hose, flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you run into just 5'2", covered with fur, with diamond rings and all those things, you can bet your life it wasn't her. Now could she laugh? Could she woo? Could she coo? Has anybody seen my gal? Friendship lingers from now on. And if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all. That's my advice. Now you'll go your way, I'll go mine, and it's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that it brings lots of luck to you. Well, it makes no difference how I carry on. Oh, darling, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Now, this last one I told a little bit of a fib. This one is not from 1927. It was much later, about 1942, I believe. Very popular during World War II, and probably my favorite version of this song was used in the film Dr. Strangelove. So all you Dr. Strangelove fans, was used at the very end, ironically a little bit. Here we go. Well, we'll meet again. Don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. And to keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And would you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. And we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Elliot Sussman, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.